Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness, from TikTok and Instagram, Twitter a little bit more, YouTube form, and then also available in podcasts as well. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I know it might blow your mind. I'm self-aware narcissist. The narcissist can't be self-aware. Blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, I heard it all. I'm here. I've been in therapy for the last 4 years, almost 4 years, since October of 2017. And the point of my channel, the point of my entire platform on TikTok, which is about to reach almost 500,000 people, is to bring awareness to mental health disorders, like cluster B personality disorders, like borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and ASPD and things like that as well. And also in the process to validate the victims and survivors of these disorders, you know, because let you know sometimes you're not crazy. It's not you. Today's episode is going to be about the subtle way a narcissist manipulates you into doing things for them. And to changing who you actually are and making you work harder for their attention. So I know I have a lot of returning viewers. I'm out here in my shed. I'm about to move back into the house. But right now, it is super hot out here and super sweaty here in North Carolina. So I'm out here hot. You see me wiping my face? I'm just hot, guys. I'm telling you. And if you hear that sound in the background, I have my fans blowing. So it might distort the audio a little bit. But look, y'all, I can't melt out here giving y'all this heat. I'm bringing you heat, and I'm also getting heat from the outside world as well. So I call this the narcissist pitting you against yourself. The narcissist, like, making you bid against yourself and things like that. One way a narcissist does it is by talking about, like, old significant others. So if they're talking to you about their old ex, their old significant other, and they're telling you all the things that their ex did wrong, did incorrectly, that is a way of getting you to do those things better. And a lot of times the narcissist might be lying. I'm telling you, I've talked to so many people doing these one-on-ones that the narcissist will lie during this stage right here to get you to do things that they want you to do, to subtly manipulate you into doing the things that they want you to do. Oh my goodness, my ex was, you know, my ex did not cook and she did not clean very good at all. And, you know, I don't know, that's kind of the reason we grew apart. So in your mind, if you want me, you're going to cook and clean better. And this is like I use the male example because I am a man. He, him, pronouns for me. So I use the male example a lot. I'm not, you know. But, you know, we do know that women can be narcissists. I know that, y'all. I know I'm not a man-hating feminist. I promise you I'm not. I'm just using the male example because I am a man. I'm a narcissistic man robot. I'm here, you know. But a lot of times, that's how they, but see how subtle that was? Like, my ex did not like going to sporting events with me. And, like, I don't know, I used to have to go by myself all the time. And, you know, I like going to sporting events so we can spend a lot of quality time together. You might not even like sports or events and things like that. But guess what? If you want to impress me, guess where you're going with me? To a sporting event. You guessed correctly. So you're changing yourself to fit me. It's subtle. And look, y'all, a lot of times the narcissist be lying. Like, you might go back through my Instagram or the narcissist Instagram or whatever, or the toxic person. We know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. You might go through their Instagram and notice that all me and my ex, or all your narcissists and their ex did was go to sporting events. And she used to cook extravagant meals and do things like that. You know what I mean? So, yes, a lot of times the narcissist is lying just to get you to do things like that and just to get you to bid against yourself. I'm a realtor, y'all, in North Carolina. So a common way out of this is how I compare this. Like, it's like, you know, if you're in real estate, you know how the housing market is crazy. So if I'm selling a house that has no interest in it, the house has absolutely no interest in it, but I find one person that's interested in it, and they ask me, like, hey, man, is anybody else interested in this house? And I lie. I say, yeah. You know, I say, you know what? We've got a lot of interest. There are actually about four or five other people interested in this house right now. So, you know, if you want to move forward with it, you know, make a good solid offer. And that person, if they want that house, they're going to bid above the asking price for that house. So, you know, they're going to go out of their comfort zone. They're going to do something different because they think that there are more offers on that house. And that's exactly what a narcissist will do to a person that they're interested in. Get them to try harder to step outside their own comfort zones to, become accustomed to what the narcissist wants, what the toxic person wants, what their significant other wants and things like that. And here's another subtle way that they'll do it as well. Like, if a narcissist does not like y'all, I'm gonna say this slowly and clearly. Narcissists do not always down talk their exes. They do not always smear campaign their exes. Sometimes that they will talk about their exes in the best of light, or the current, like if y'all having an affair or something like that, they'll talk about that current person in the best of light. So if you're competing for this, trying to get this narcissist to leave their husband or leave their wife, and they are always talking good about that person, like, look, I know me and my wife are having our problems, but she is the best, she gives the best back massages. So guess what you're going to do? You're going to try to outdo that back massage. You might add some ice, some hot wax or something. You're going to do something to try to outdo that back massage or to compete against, that current person, that current wife, that current husband. You're going to try to outdo that person to make it seem like you are more valuable than their current person. So maybe if I try harder, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do a little bit more, they'll leave their current partner for me. Maybe. I know they're on the fence about it right now, but maybe if I push, this will push them above the edge. So it's not just massages, though. That's just an example off the top of my head. I didn't write this stuff down, so I'll just come off the top of my head with it. But like certain things like that they'll use. Like, they'll use different scenarios and different things that their current person does very, very well in order to get you to try to do them better. Like I said, they don't always down-talk their exes. They don't always down-talk their significant others or their current person. If, like I said, if y'all are having an affair, shame on you. If you're having an affair, not shame on you. I'm not judging. I'm just joking, y'all. I know y'all listening to this, and you're like, dang, Lee, I thought you, this is no judgment zone. This is not a judgment zone, y'all. I'm just telling you. Okay, I was just joking right there. But they'll get you to compete and bid against yourself. Literally. Make you work so hard to get their attention, you're going an extra mile to get their attention, because they either complained about their ex doing something or not doing something, or they celebrated their ex doing something or their current person doing something or not doing something. So it is a tough line to cross when you're dealing with people, y'all. That's why, like, stand in your truth. Of course, any normal relationship, you're going to step outside your comfort zone to make the other person happy. But I'm just telling you, this is a subtle slight. If you are dealing with a narcissist, this is a subtle way that they will get you, manipulate you into doing things that you might not necessarily do or want to do or even have the, wherewithal to do, My ex is so stingy with money. She was just so stingy with money. She never gave me any money, never did anything for me. Now look, you hear that, and so you want to be better than the ex. So you go out here becoming the best gift giver. You out here, cashing in your 401k. You out here co-signing on cars. You out here doing everything in your power to financially support this person now because they complained about their ex not doing it. Their ex might have gave them all their money, might have had all their bank accounts. Might have, the narcissist might have drained their complete bank accounts and stuff like that. But you don't know. That's why I say, are you dating people? I feel like dating nowadays, especially if you end up think you're dating the narcissist, like, get some references. Like, dating now is like an interview process. You need to interview people nowadays. You have to interview people. Would you hire somebody on the spot if they didn't give you 3 references? If you were a boss or a CEO or something like that, you were hiring somebody to work for you. Would you just hire them based on the things that they tell you? But would you need some, would you need some discernible proof, some real life proof and real life examples of them doing things? So get some references from this person. Do some research on people. Put their name in Google. Search their Facebook or their Instagram or their TikTok or their Snapchat. Follow them. Like, do something. Do some research. Just stop giving people the benefit of the doubt. And so I'm doing the one-on-ones with people. One of the main things I keep hearing people say is they can't believe that narcissists exist. Like, I just want to, it's hard for me to believe that, there are people out here that do this type of stuff. Like, yeah, it's hard to believe, but believe it. Stop giving everybody the benefit of the doubt, because if you give a narcissist the benefit of the doubt, they'll run it out. Yeah, they'll focus on that. And they'll guilt trip you. They'll use it against you. So stop giving people the benefit of the doubt unnecessarily. I promise y'all, make them earn it. Make them earn the benefit of the doubt. Don't just give it to them because they're a human being that you're interested in. I know, but like, that's why people end up in situations like, I knew this person for 7 months. They never mentioned that they were still living with their husband. I knew this person for a year. They never ever mentioned to me that they were married or still with their still living with their current wife. Do some research. Stop taking people at their words. My wife didn't do this, didn't do that. Look it up. Sometimes you can't tell. Let me, matter of fact, this is the simplest thing right here. This is the simplest way that people can avoid dealing with narcissists and ended up in lies and affairs and stuff like that you don't know that you're in. If somebody comes up to you and tells you, if you're dating somebody or interested in somebody, and they say, like, me and my wife are separated, you should be able to ask the wife. It's simple. Okay, cool. Y'all separated? Okay, cool. Let me talk to her. Oh, me and my husband are separated. Okay, cool. Let me talk to him. Let me reach out to him. Should that be an issue? If y'all are separated and moving on and dating other people, should that be an issue? But of course, if you tell a narcissist that, they're like, no, this is kind of awkward. We can't do that right now. Like, look, we're freshly separated. Like, I don't know if it's the right time to bring a new person up because, like, no, we're still fresh. You know, we're married for this long, but we're freshly separated. We still live together, so it'd be kind of awkward. Get some references. If they tell you they are separated, you should be able to open your mouth and ask to speak to them. But people don't do that. You know why? Because you want to believe the best. You want to believe it. You want to believe everybody has good in them. What if there's no good in this person? You go into it eyes wide shut, and they wonder how you get manipulated and lied to like that. Like, I did not know that they were still together. I looked on his Facebook, and they had just came back from a vacation. He told me they were separated. You should be able to ask the wife if they are separated. If I got separated from my wife and I was dating somebody asked, like, can I ask her? I'm like, yeah, me and my wife, we know we were dating other people. You should be able to talk to her right here. This is her Facebook. She's dating somebody else. Look at her Facebook right here. Look at her Instagram. Like, I can call her right now and ask her. And then get some references. Open your mouth and ask a question. Like, stop. You can stop it earlier than you know. You can stop it early. Hindsight is always 20/20. Hindsight is always 20/20. It should be. Some people will see hindsight and still going to a very similar situation next. So you should be able to open your mouth and ask the person, like, oh, you're separated? Oh, y'all still living together? But y'all sleep separately. Okay, cool. Well, let me ask them. I should be able to ask them, right? If you're serious about me and I'm serious about you and we are trying to move forward, and this is just not a hookup. If it's a hookup session, then you ain't gonna think you need to ask that question, but you can. But if you think about moving forward with this person and trying to build a life or their future faking you, ask a question. Open your mouth. You should be able to do that. Put them on the spot. Make them uncomfortable. Their body language will tell you everything you need to know. Oh, so y'all separated? So, cool. I should be able to talk to her then. Can you call her? Can you shoot a text message? Let her know, or send us a picture. Send a picture of us together to her, just to, you know, just to verify. Because I'm trying to protect myself. I don't want to be the other man, or I don't want to be the other woman. I've been lied to before. But they say no. It's a little early. It's a little too early for that. I mean, I don't want her to know. I mean, we ain't got the kids involved, and this is that. Red flag. It could be. Could that be true? Yeah, that could be true. But it could also be a huge red flag rolling in front of you. I'm sorry about that. I didn't even say that F slur. It just came out. So I was trying to say flag and talk too fast. I know I talk too fast. But, yeah. So, ask questions, y'all. Please ask questions. Ask for, like I said, it's a job interview. Ask for references and things of that nature. Don't just take people at their word, because people lie all the damn time. I lie. You lie. We all lie. But narcissists are just a little better at it, because, you know, we like accomplished liars. Lying is fun to narcissists, y'all. Lying is control. Why did they lie for no reason? Because it's fun to narcissists to get away with stuff like that. Little tiny stuff, little like, bigger stuff. Like, the bigger a lie narcissists get away with, the better they feel. The more empowered they feel. So, you know what I mean? Get your stuff together. Ask questions. That's what people already ask me. They're like, hey, you want to know this? Like, ask a question. You can prevent years of trauma by asking a simple question up front and getting proof. You can prevent that right up front by asking you know, leading questions and open-ended questions, not yes or no questions. Yes or no questions are a narcissist's tool. They're a playground. Yes. No. Yes. No. Ask good questions. Now, like I said, I know I'm wiping my face off, y'all. It's hot out here. I know some of my people are watching this. They tell me to get an air conditioner. I'm getting one. I'm going back in the house. I'm not about to be filming out here anymore. It's just too hot. When it gets a little cooler out here in North Carolina, I'll be back outside. But for the time being, yeah. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am about to be out of here. If you want a one-on-one over Zoom or phone call or whatnot, FaceTime, hit me up. The link is in my description of this video. And the link is in my bio of my TikTok and also the bio of my Instagram. I'm doing very, very good at those. I've helped a lot of people get clarity and validation and things of that nature. So, again, ask questions, y'all. Make people earn your information and, you know, get some references. Get some references. You can reach out to their friends. Ask their friends for references. Oh, your friend know? And if they have friends of the opposite sex, ask the friends of the opposite sex. The friends of the same sex will lie to you. Their best male friend will lie to you about them living with their wife. You know what I mean? Just ask questions, y'all. Please. Goodness gracious. Sometimes you can prevent years of trauma by asking simple questions and not giving people the benefit of the doubt. I promise you. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out.